With us is Quentin Dunbar, corner for the Redskins. How's practice going this week? Big game coming up Monday, Dunny.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I mean, first official practice day, getting on the field, you know, get our legs going. I mean, we had a walkthrough this morning, so it's going pretty good.
When you look at this Philadelphia Eagle team, what are some of the challenges? You guys know them very, very well.
Mm-hmm. I mean, first to start off with, I say Rents, he the head. I mean, we contain him, keep him in the pocket, and then get off on third down. I think we should be pretty well, fell off.
Got a couple of receivers that weren't there in the past, Torrey Smith and Jeffrey. One's a big receiver. The other can run like the wind. You got to get ready for two guys this week, don't you?
Oh, yeah, most definitely, man. I know you. That's why you prepare during the week and see what they like to do. I mean, obviously, you got Torrey Smith, a speed guy. You want to play him different with the way you would play Alshon Jeffrey. So,
how would you do that? How would you play him different? Because you got a lot of tools in your toolbox, I know. How do you approach them differently?
Playing Alshon Jeffrey, he's a bigger guy, stronger guy. I feel like I could probably get a little hands on him, so I'd probably be physical with him. And with Torrey Smith, you know, you got to respect his speed, so you know you want to probably just stay over top and, man, make him beat you in other ways other than a deep ball and a deep shot.
How have the last couple of years been for you? Does it seem like it's gone by fast? To me, I remember you coming on board at training camp in Richmond. Remember, you had a few Florida guys together, and you still got this Florida guy here named Mac Brown is still on the team.
Oh yeah, I mean, definitely went by fast, man. I also, you know, reminisce on my first year being here with Reed, Jones, you know, Brown, and now looking to now me growing as a DB, coming in as a receiver, and just continue to get better each year. So,
how do you think your coach Torian Gray has helped this defensive backfield this year?
Oh. He made his backfield 1,000 times better. I mean, with his knowledge of the game, him being technique sound, and helping us learn offense is big for us.
You also have a new safety back there in Swearinger, and he seems like he's taking command of the defense. When did you see that coming? Because he's been a big, a vocal member of the defense. He rallies you guys. He breaks you down all the time. He always seems to have the right thing to say, Dunny. I mean, the guy's on top of things.
Oh, yeah, but I knew that since day one. Since he stepped in the building, he made it known that he was going to be that vocal leader, but he was going to also lead by his action, which he has. He's a great player. So he's been a big asset for us, and I feel like he's the head of the defense because he's going to – you know what you're going to get from him every day, motivation. You know, he's going to lead. He's going to practice hard. He's going to practice like it's a game, and which I respect him for that.
All right, finally, you're going to Philadelphia. You're not at home this time. You're on the road. Mm-hmm. How does that feel when you're in such a hostile environment? How does it feel when you win a game in a stadium like that?
Feel great, man. I remember last year going up there and winning that game. Actually, 2 years going up there and winning that game, our rookie year, going up there and seizing the title, the conference title.
Yep.
And just we got that we all we got mentality, man. So we're going to stick together. We're going to lock arms and go up there and take care of business.